morning. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, Paul writes, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep." This is an important verse for a number of reasons. You may notice the first couple verses is the basis for the opening song, "By This We Are Saved." By the way, I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I want to welcome you to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. We're talking about the resurrection this week as we're getting ready for Easter. And this passage is important not only because of what it's teaching, something so central to the Christian faith, but it also helps us to put evidence to the date of when people began preaching about the resurrection. I'm going to explain that all in just a moment and why that's important. Let me first of all take a moment at the beginning of the program before I run out of time to welcome you, your family, anyone who would like to come to services this week. This is a great week. If you don't even normally come to church, we welcome you and invite you. If you'd like to come to an early service, there's a 9 o'clock service at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray that I will be preaching at. And also, we will have our regular Easter Sunday service at 11 o'clock at First Baptist Church Fairfax. Now, in addition to that, I would like to invite you to consider coming to our Good Friday service. That's going to be this Friday in honor of Good Friday, the day we remember Jesus' death. We will be having an event called Experience the Passover, where you will get to eat some of the foods from the Passover meal, and I will walk you through what Jesus was doing with his disciples the night before he was crucified, kind of show you what goes on in a Passover meal and the different traditions that give an explanation for communion, for instance, when Jesus started breaking into little pieces, the piece of bread, and passing them out and said, "This is my body broken for you." There'll be some things for the kids, and it's a great family event, and we welcome all people to come Friday night at 6:30 at First Baptist Church, Fairfax. Now, if you have any questions about that, you can find information on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. I encourage you to look there. Now, one of the things that comes up about the resurrection is, well, okay, there are things in the Bible that say Jesus rose from the dead. How do we know when those were written? Maybe some people living 200 years later made up the whole thing and wrote some nice stories, but it's not true at all. Maybe it's just all a myth. And here's the problem with that version. We know that Christians were preaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from very early on, from near the beginning. Now, what evidence do we have for that? Well, one of the passages I just read to you from 1 Corinthians 15 is key evidence. Of course, we as Christians believe that Peter, just about 10 days after Jesus ascended, just a couple months, just 50 days exactly after the resurrection of Jesus, Peter was preaching in 33 AD about the resurrection of Jesus. Now, we don't have any evidence for that other than what the Bible says, that it goes back that far, but we do have plenty of evidence that it probably goes back to at least close to that far back. From even, just beyond just taking the Bible at its word. Now, let me say this. If you don't believe in miracles, if you don't believe there's a God, if you don't believe something like a resurrection of the dead is even physically possible because supernatural things can't happen, you're going to be able to take all of the evidence from history about the resurrection of Jesus, and you're going to be able to come up with some explanation for it because things like resurrections cannot happen. So however much evidence is presented, you're going to say, well, that's not a resurrection. I mean, someone could literally just float up into the sky and float away into the air right in front of your eyes, and you would say, well, I'm having some kind of hallucination, or there's some invisible rope pulling him up that I just can't see. Or, no matter, if you don't believe in the supernatural, no amount of evidence will persuade you. And I'm going to assume today that you already believe in a God and the supernatural. Even if that's not the case, I'm not going to go through all of that part of the argument. What I am going to do is present to you the evidence for the resurrection. And it's important to establish that Christians were believing this and preaching this from very early on. The Gospels are all written between about 55 AD, and maybe John was written as late as 90 AD. The first three Gospels were written by 70 AD, and this is fairly close, historically speaking. People didn't generally write histories right away or write a book like this right away. This is still in the time where the people who lived through these events are involved in the writing of these events. But even outside the Gospels, you have some other books written earlier, like 1 Corinthians 15. Paul is writing a letter, and no one, even those who are atheists and those who reject Christianity for various other reasons, those who are scholars on biblical books of the Bible will say 1 Corinthians is indeed written by Paul. It indeed dates to about somewhere between 49 and 51 AD, just 16, 17 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And Paul writes there that Jesus died, that he was buried and raised on the third day, and that he appeared to Cephas and to the 12 and in the 500, many who are still living. So Paul would not write that if there weren't many people around who would say, yes, I was one of those. I saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. Secondly, notice that he says in verse 3, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins." So Paul is saying the message I brought to you was the very same message that I heard about from the other apostles, from Peter. And he gives this sort of poetic speech here, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And many scholars think this is kind of an early Christian hymn or some kind of creed that was memorized, that was summarizing the contents of the message about Jesus. And so what Paul is writing here in about 50 A.D., he's quoting something he learned that had been spoken of significantly earlier. Again, I believe it would go all the way back to 33 AD, but it's at least going back into about 40 AD or earlier, just from the evidence we have of 1 Corinthians. All of what I'm saying here is that Christians believed and preached this from very early on. And we have plenty of other historical evidence, even from people who weren't Christians, that wrote about how the Emperor Nero in about 64 AD was putting Christians to death who were believing in this strange man who died and then was seen alive again. We have some references to this that show that even the Romans, even the pagans, by the 60s AD knew that the basic message of Christianity had something to do with a man who died and then came back to life. And all of this is to say that this isn't some myth. This is a matter of historical fact. These Christians believed this, preached it. It was their message. They went from a very small group of people who were huddled in an upper room together, afraid for their lives and not wanting to go out and be seen in public because they thought they might be put to death. They go from that to being these bold preachers of a risen man and a risen Savior who begin to grow in cities all over the Roman world, and there has to be an explanation for that. And the explanation, cannot be just simply that they came up with it because they thought it would be a fun idea to come up with. These people really believed what they were saying. And so we'll look at some of the other theories of what people say maybe really happened. And they all sound pretty crazy, if you ask me. I believe Jesus is alive today. Until next time, you can trust the Bible.